Something is interfering with the reflective overlay, that's for sure. But if it's any consolation, unless Psycor got the flash dampening fixed, the poor ruck who was looking through their scope just now is going to need a new set of retinas.
Remind me to send him a box of bonbons, Leia said. She raced back toward the balcony. Come on, we need to get our patients out of there now, before Dala realizes Jaina is a diversion.
Right behind you, Han said, pounding along at her heels. The first thing we need to do is take out those beam streaks.
And every other speeder on that rooftop, Leia agreed. They're going to want to follow us, and they won't hesitate to steal something. Leia reached the balcony and continued toward the stairs at the other end. But Han stopped long enough to place his thumb over the security pad next to the door. She heard the door slide open, then Han calling to the Jedi Knights inside.
Jaden, Avanom, we need backup. Everyone else, get that crate fired up and out of here. We got peepers across the way.
By the time he had finished, Leia was bounding up the stairs toward the ped bridge three levels above. She was in contact with the Force again, and she could feel waves of ire and pain rolling toward them from the Krabbis hostel. It was impossible to tell from their presences whether they were Mandalorians, but there seemed to be about half a dozen of them, all relatively calm and focused on the task at hand. When Han started to pound up the stairs behind her, Leia paused long enough to look down and give him a situation report. I feel about 6 to 8 of them, one in pain.
The one that got blinded, Han surmised.
He was taking the stairs two at a time, coming fast, even for a man who wasn't in his 70s.
Are they on the move?
Hard to... Leia let her reply trail off as a cold chill of danger sense blossomed between her shoulder blades, then yelled, Take cover! She threw herself flat against the stairs, at the same time glancing down to make sure Han was doing the same. Leia found him already back down on the balcony, swinging around behind the staircase with his old DL-44 blaster pistol in hand. A trio of loud crumps sounded from the crevice as a series of charges blew out three of the inn's top-story viewports. Then a flurry of colored bolts began to ring and ping off Durasteel around her, filling the air with the acrid stench of molten metal.
What the blazes?
Han yelled.
They're firing at us?
That's what Mandalorians do, dear, Leia called. Cover me.
Cover you?
Han immediately began to fire across the hover lane, dribbling bolts back through the deluge pouring out of the Krabbis' freshly shattered viewports.
Are you crazy?
I married you, didn't I? Leia ignited her lightsaber, then sprang up and began to ascend the stairs two and three at a time. She hung her arm over the safety rail and wielded her weapon in one hand, her wrist swiveling and pivoting as her blade windmilled back and forth, deflecting bolts. Leia had barely reached the top of the stairs when she sensed a new danger and looked across the sky lane to see the coil-wrapped barrel of a mag rifle protruding through one of the shattered viewports. She made a slapping motion with her free hand, and the weapon came free of the gloved hands holding it, then went flying along the face of the building. In the next heartbeat, she used the Force to grab hold of one of the empty hands, then jerked a figure in red Mandalorian armor out through the viewport and sent him tumbling down the skylane into the dark chasm beyond. Leia reached the ped bridge and started across the traffic-filled abyss toward the Krabbis. She was now several stories above its rooftop parking lot. The Durasteel decking and side panels of the ped bridge were shielding her, preventing the snipers with a nearly impossible firing angle. For the first half dozen steps, she could scarcely bring herself to believe that they had really opened fire. Though gloomy, the freight lanes beneath Fellowship Plaza were hardly the undercity. A firefight directly outside the Jedi Temple was going to draw instant attention from a lot more than the usual law enforcement agencies. By the 10th step, Leia realized why opening fire was the perfect strategy for the Mandalorians. Now that they had been discovered, the Psycor wall scope was a real problem. If they let it fall into Jedi hands, it would be a huge embarrassment for Dala. She would be forced to admit that she had shared top-secret technology with the Mandalorians to use against the Jedi. The firefight gave the Mandos the chance to secure the wall scope. Even more important, the fight was drawing a lot of attention, and that would make it harder to sneak their patients out of the temple without some nosy reporter or security team getting in their way. Leia had to finish this, and she had to finish it fast. She pulled her comlink out and, still running, opened a channel to Tekly. How close are you?
Not very,
Tekly reported.
The firefight has upset Barv. He won't go into the float van.
Leia exhaled in anger, then checked her chrono. All right, we've probably got 5 minutes before the enforcement services start showing. If you don't have him aboard in 3, leave without him.
Princess Leia, I don't know if that's...
Just do it, Leia ordered. Better to leave one patient in the temple than all 4. A lucky blaster bolt squeezed between the bridge's decking and a side panel. It zinged past mere centimeters from Leia's knee, then ricocheted off the other side panel and burned a painful graze across her shoulder blades. Cripping Mandalorians. She clicked off the comlink without awaiting a reply, then reached the end of the bridge and turned to start down the stairs toward the Krabbis. On the rooftop below, a pair of armored figures were just emerging from a turbolift into the parking area. One of them, a sturdy-looking blonde woman with rugged features, was helmetless and watery-eyed. In her hands was a large crate, which Leia assumed to be the Psi-Corps wall scope surveillance kit. The other, a tall masculine figure in blue armor, was using one hand to lead the blonde by the arm and the other to hold a Blastech R-20 scatter blaster. With an instinct worthy of a Jedi, he raised the scatter blaster the instant he cleared the door and sent a couple of quick volleys howling toward the tops of the stairs. Unable to deflect so many tiny bolts at once, Leia dropped behind the bridge's side panels and, cringing as the fiery hail ricocheted off the Durasteel, reached for her holdout blaster.